Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Transformation, the unfolding of personal life experiences. I am your host, Sandra Lucas. I will share with you intimate thoughts, relationships, and experiences from prayer and meditation to inspire and empower those on a spiritual journey to self-realization, God's children who are ready to wake up and claim their power. All shows are pre-recorded. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. This is Sandra Lucas hosting My Transformation.
Today's meditation comes from 1 Timothy 3, chapter 3, verses 14 through 16. This meditation was actually done February 24, 2011. These things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. My meditation today was all around being the essence of God in the human body, walking this earth in this universe, just like Jesus walked this planet as the essence and power of God the Father. After I did my declarations, I opened my Bible and was guided to 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 and 16. This is no coincidence. God is awesome. I love how He leads me to His Word according to my meditations. Living as God isn't easy, but Christ is an example of how it's done. He lived a pure life here on earth. He was served by angels. He preached among the nations. He was accepted by men everywhere, and He was received up again to His glory in heaven. This is the path God has laid out for me. A path like Jesus, a path to walk the power of God. I am to be the power of God. Jesus is my example. My life is to be pure and holy like Jesus. Is it an easy life? Internally, yes. Externally, no. Man is evil. Man is jealous. Man is envious. Man is deceptive. This is why a godly life is not easy to live. It's good to know that the angels will minister to me. They will comfort me. They will handle things for me. I made a choice to serve God and be God's power, light, and love while here in this physical body. There is no other worthy reason for me to be here. My greatest goals are not to climb Mount Everest, to get on the Oprah show, to win a gold medal. My greatest goals are way beyond those. They are out of reach, beyond the imagination. Only the Father can empower them. I had to make a simple goals list, one that is more real, more attainable, more earthly. But my true goals list is more important to me. God is preparing me for that list. It is the grand master plan I am being prepared for. I am an allowance. I thank God for being one of His chosen to represent the essence of Him. This completes my notes for February 24, 2011's meditation. God is good. God is good. And he consistently showed me and teach me how to live the life that Jesus lived. Jesus is the only example that he sent to us, the example. And all those who come here to teach us how to live in love and how to be the light, to shine God's light and God's compassion. All of those who came to teach us that followed the same example, the example that Jesus left. No one has lived the life that Jesus has lived, and no one has lived the power to its fullest that Jesus has. And we are here to live the same path that Jesus lived. And that is my main goal. My main goal is to not just be all that I am as a spirit being, but God has shown me to go even beyond that. He has shown me to be all that he is in this physical body, because it is his power and it is his light. It is his energy. It is his vibration. It is his love. It is his compassion that he wants us to be. He wants us to become all that he is in the physical bodies. And that's huge. That is huge. I mean, you can't even imagine being God in these physical bodies. I can't imagine it. And when I look at the life of Jesus, and I see that Jesus became, he was God. He lived God in his physical body. And he showed us how we too can live God. And he even said that we'll do greater things than he did. So knowing what Jesus did, and for him to say that we would do greater things than he, it's beyond my imagination. And the only thing I can come up with is that you have to let go of who you think you are. You have to let go of all that you think you can become and just give yourself 100% just entirely over to the Father so that he can work through you. Because when God works all that he is through you, and you just be that vessel that's here on this planet to be used by the power of God, oh man. I mean, I can't even imagine that kind of a life. But it's the life I want. It's the life I want. So that's why I said, Lord, I don't care what I ask you for. I want the grand master plan that you have laid out for my life, because I know it's something that I can't even imagine. And anything that I can't imagine, I know that you have something greater for me than that. Because what God has for us, we can't imagine it. It's too powerful. It's too big. Our minds are too small. There is no way that we can imagine the life that God has for us. It's impossible. So anything that you can imagine, it's not big enough. It's not grand enough. It's not powerful enough. And that is why when God does give us what we ask for, he always gives us a bonus. Whenever I ask God for something, he gives me that plus more. Because I didn't even think about. Because God always gives us more. Because whatever we ask for, there's greater out there. Because there is no way we can ask for all that we can have or all that we can be. It's impossible. We can think we're asking for the greatest, grandest thing, but it's still not greatest and grandest in the eyes of God. God is limitless. Limitless. No matter what we ask for, no matter what life we think we want to live, it's not big enough. It's not big enough. God is huge. God is limitless. God is all power. All power. And think about that. So whenever you think about the life that you want to live, know that it's small. It's still small. No matter how huge you think your life is or how huge you envision it to be, it's still small in the eyes of God. You can't match God's blessings with your mind, not even with your visualizations. You can't match God's blessings because it's beyond that, way beyond that. And that's why no matter what I find myself asking for, I know deep down inside that I'm not asking for much. And so I say, God, I want to live. I want to be your grand master plan for my life. I don't know what that looked like, but whatever it is, that's what I want to live. That's what I want to become. Prepare me for that. And that's what he's doing. And that is why he keeps me in these same verses, in these same books, the same subject, because he's preparing me to be ready to live and become that grand master plan that he has laid out for me. Because the grand master plan is the same life and beyond what Jesus walked when he was here. It's more powerful than that. It's grander than that. Imagine, just imagine a little picture, the biggest, why'd you say the biggest picture that you can imagine, walking this planet with the same power Jesus walked with. It's going to be greater than that, grander than that. And that's the life I want to live, because I want to live all that I am plus. Because I was saying, God, I just want to be my full essence. I want to be all that I am, because I know I'm spirit. I know I'm vibration. I know I'm energy. I know I'm light. I know I'm love. I know I'm compassion. And that's what I want to walk. That's what I want to live. And God showed me just the other day that I want you to become me, all that I am. So he wants me to be more than just my spirit being. He wants me to carry more energy than that, more light than that, more vibration than that. He wants me to think beyond that, because there's greater things than what I can think of and imagine. God is awesome. God is awesome. And I am going to continue to seek to be his grand master plan for my life. I'm going to continue to keep my mind and my focus on that, because I know that that is exactly what he's preparing me for. So it doesn't matter what other things I throw in there. Lord, I want this. Lord, I want that. Lord, I want to experience this and that. I just be talking. It's things that I feel that I want, things that I think I want. But my main goal is to be all that God wants me to be. That's my main goal. Because I know that the life he has for me is something I cannot even imagine. But it's much greater and grander than I could ever imagine. So my choice is to be the grand master plan that God has for me. Because God knows me better than anybody, including me. Including my great I am, including my brilliance, including my truth. God knows more. He knows more. He knows what's best for me. He has gifts for me. Oh my God, he just has this life for me that he knows without a doubt that I'm going to thoroughly enjoy. And it's going to be a huge surprise for me, because God is awesome. So just know that whatever life you see yourself living is still small compared with the life that God sees for you. So if you want to live a grand life, you want to live the grandest life you could ever live, then ask God to prepare you for that life. And he will. He will. The mystery of godliness. Jesus. Jesus showed us the mystery. Jesus showed us that we too can live that mystery in the flesh, right here and now. And I thank you again for listening to my transformation. And I know I'm a few days behind and get my meditations in, because I'm still not thoroughly, completely moved in yet. But I am so thankful for God always being there for me at all times. And he will always be there for you. And my prayer is that you will continue to seek him, to show you how you can live the kind of life that you want to live and even beyond that. May God bless you always, always. Until next time.
Thank you.